Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jamming with the tunes. My boys behind the glass getting it done. We represent the NFC East today. Been a rocky, a little slow start in that because we don't agree on anything for the most part. And we don't really want to live with reality. So we're trying to work this thing out, and I think we will. Sports Talk on Team 980 is presented by Paramount, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, and it's the return of Landman. Are you big on Landman? You seem like a brother that would really be in,
you know,
something like that.
I love that show.
You do?
Yeah.
I've got to check it out then, because if Taylor Sheridan and the co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Alec Garcia, Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, starts streaming November 16th, only on Paramount, and I will be in the audience, because if you're into it, I'll be into it.
It's a good show. Yeah.
Sounds like a winner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I don't know why I haven't seen it, though, if it's that good. What is it rated?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Must be PG.
Maybe.
Oh, boy. Billy out in Chantilly, what up?
Doc, good afternoon. Doc, in 2017, Dan Quinn went to the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan... This is a delivery of good news. Matt Ryan was the MVP of the league. They had 1,500 yards rushing. We've got the alien quarterback. We just need the 2017 Dan Quinn back. I love the guy that couldn't spell RPO. I want to see the football on the ground. When we're at third down, I want to see Jaden converting to first down. And I want to see a top 15 defense. Adam Peters has the easiest job in the league right now. All we got to do is stop some people, run the football, and go win a Super Bowl. Easiest job in the league. And I'm going down on the ship with you, brother. I'm with you. I got my nose held, and we're going down together.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm backing him. I'm not going to jump off the ship. I just want to know what direction the ship's in. I don't know what direction we're going in. What is the map? Is it personnel or scheme? And I'm not getting any help because both my partners hate the Commanders, and so I know they're about trying to sabotage us.
Hey.
But no one will answer the question, is it scheme or is it talent?
I think it's talent. I think it's talent.
I really do, too.
Yeah,
I don't think it's scheme.
I think I was surprised when you guys didn't go edge for your first pick.
Well, see, I don't believe that it's a position that dictates a pick. It's the person.
No, that's a fact. But it was there were still some edges on the board, particularly the edge rusher.
27th? Were we?
Yeah, 20 we, around there.
We were late 20s. So yeah. What is that guy that you were thinking about? What's he doing right now? Is he like J.J. Watt?
No, he's more like. I mean, this is his first year, but he's in Dallas. He's in Dallas. What's his name, Brian?
The kid from BC?
No, the Boston College edge rusher.
The kid from BC, Ezeraku.
Yeah.
Did you just not hear me say the kid from BC?
Yes. Oh, I thought you said DC. No, my BC. Bad. Yeah, BC. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, he's solid.
Yeah.
But he's not. But he an alien.
Do you think?
I think he'd be best guy here.
Do you think Josh Connolly is an alien?
Nope.
Who you guys ended up picking?
Nope. Now, could he be? Could both guys be?
Yeah.
The question is, I mean, who hits the ground in alien form? Very few. You guys had him, and Dallas had him. He's still nice in Green Bay. That's what I'm talking about. There's six of them in the whole league. So it's not like you failed because you didn't get one. How many of them are there? You have to get it from someone else. Are you willing to pay for it? And then what happens when he goes down? I actually thought we can't take injuries out of the game. Because I thought they were pretty decent to start the season. I agreed with where they were. Both guys that you were hopeful got hurt. So I'm surprised there's not more conversation about why are some of these people hurt on this team. Love your strength and conditioning guy. Love your training people. Know and respect everybody over there in their categories. Don't you think this is a high number of injuries? Or do you not?
No, it is.
They have aggressive practices. They're yelling, screaming, hollering. They're doing a BTP all the time. But what's the results? See, that's why I scratch my head, because I come to YouTube. The beauty about YouTube is that you don't have an interest in Burgundy and Gold, so you're honest about it. Matter of fact, sometimes I think you like our failure because it keeps you up on it. But your respective programs, nobody's void of criticism. I'm just saying. But I see you guys snickering. You think, yeah, we in last place. That would thrill the hell out of you.
You guys in last place?
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
We'll see.
What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me we just fired our head coach. We're going to be in last place. And we're already a game behind you guys, a game
you
or two.
You didn't think that was the timing off or the fact that you were getting rid of him off?
The timing.
Would you have preferred your GM to have his head cut off?
Yes. I would prefer both of them to have their head cut off at the end of the season.
Okay. And both of them.
Yeah, the both of them at the end of the season.
Okay. So, you know, one thing I think is so interesting about it is that running your quarterback is an issue, really, with both programs.
Yeah.
The quarterback and frequency of runs. And we're trying to protect the quarterback again. But we're not using the running game as a means of protection. We want his judgment to do it, or our judgment, and not calling certain plays. I think that's horse manure. If you got a play you think is the best play to run and it happens to involve him, then you got to run the play if it's going to help us win the game. If you don't have any other options, that's on you to create some.
So you're okay with them running even if he looks like he's – like if it's taking a toll on him, if it looks like it's taking a toll on him, you're still okay with him running?
If he's not running, if he's running out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
or if he's sliding early, what's the problem?
Yeah. So you're running the quarterback and is incumbent upon him being responsible with the ball as well, the quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the problem. I've got a unique individual running the ball that you can't catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a weapon.
I protect him from himself.
Yeah.
By saying, we'll go 2 yards less to not be hit.
Yeah.
Now, if I can't talk him into that, then he's low IQ.
Which we know Jaden Daniels isn't.
He's not low IQ.
Yeah.
He'll do what's necessary. Some guys, like the kid up in Buffalo, he wants contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a screw loose.
Yeah.
So you gotta watch him.
He doesn't seem like it bothers or takes a toll
he's 235.
On him.
35.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, Gumby.
No.
It's a whole different ball game. So it's about how you built. and what we're going to do with you. I'm always for the guy. When Franco Harris was a Stiller, remember, I don't know, well, you might be too young for this.
I do not remember. I've seen highlights.
He'd run out of bounds.
I've heard about it, yeah.
Big old dude, 240 pounds, could run like a deer. Franco was self-preservation. He got it. He understood. He wasn't in it. I bet you his mind is clear right now. You know, football was you were trying to prove your manhood. Guys running into stuff. And a lot of those people right now have a personal aide walking outside of them. It's just that nobody wins. You know, if you're not sharp as you can be. So I thought Daboll messed up because he had designated runs. And the kid was so eager to compete.
Yeah.
Because he's a baller.
Yeah.
I love his demeanor.
I mean, if you look at it on paper, Doc, like I think that's the difficult part about it. And I don't want to make this a giant show.
No, it's your show. I'm the visitor today. I don't want you and Rooster to fill out a character. You know, both of you New York teams is fine.
Yeah, I think it was just, I know people may disagree when I say this. I don't think Daboll's a bad coach. I mean, former coach of the year. We saw what he did his first year with the Giants, taking us to the playoffs, and how he kind of put Daniel Jones on his first pedestal and becoming the quarterback he is today. And he has a track record in Buffalo. I think he's a good coach. I think it just became too much for him to manage with a bad defense, particularly this year. I don't think he managed certain things well. You brought up the Jackson Dart stuff, designated runs. I think it was clear that he was desperate to keep his job. Well, let me not say clear. It felt like he was too desperate to keep his job and was doing things that you just don't do. Rookie quarterback already evaluated for 3 concussions. You run him to the point. I think he had 8 carries up to that point, early third quarter. You run into the point where he has to go get his 4th concussion.
Agree with you. I think Daboll is a hell of an offensive coordinator. He's proven that he's not head coach material because he couldn't keep it all together.
Yes.
There's too many loose ends with him. So he's a hell of a coordinator. And if he were to be a head coach, he'd have to hire somebody better than him, and he can't. Yeah. He's that good as a coordinator.
Yeah.
It could be the same thing with DQ. DQ is a hell of a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe his problem is that's what he can do and be in charge. And he's got to defer some of those other responsibilities that we don't even hardly know about to somebody else and run the damn defense.
Yeah.
Exhausted. You know why I would send Joe Witt to the news conference? He's great on the microphone. Seriously, those are the only interviews that I taped and listened to was Joe Witts. So sometimes you got to learn how to manage your own time and your own responsibilities. Because if DQ is the best defensive coordinator on your team, then hell, that's what he should be doing because your defense is inconsistent. It's terrible. So what took him so long? It's not a demotion. It should be looked upon as a raise, elevating your program. Who the hell's in charge over there? We'll be back after break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NFC East, kind of a step back and look at the four teams trying to figure out who will be in last place. And we have three of the four teams represented here today on the Chris Russell Show, DLCTHN. The Dallas Cowboys, well represented, of course, New York Football Giants, and the Commanders. And the consensus pretty much is that the Giants will end up in last place in this division. The first place team will be the Philadelphia Eagles. The question is, who will be second? Giants or the Commanders?
Dallas, the Commanders? I think the Giants are out of it. Doc, I think we finished in last.
I said you win last.
Yeah. Dallas's. But you said second place.
First place, Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants.
Oh, you think you guys are finishing above the Cowboys?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I think that?
Cowboy B, any thoughts? You said, why wouldn't you think that? Because they beat you guys 42-22. We can start there.
We split last year. What does that mean?
I mean, you haven't split yet.
No, but he said that is if that's a regular occurrence.
Okay.
Like they always beat us. Mm-hmm. Like that's how he said it, with a brashness that's not really indicative of reality. But that's okay. The beauty of this is that we could very well be in this same situation at the end of the year, doing a show with the results already behind us. And then we'll see. Here's what we do know for sure. We know where you'll be. Yeah. Oh, boy. Christopher, out in Damascus, what up?
Hey, how are you? I thought the narrative was, if you're not first, you're last anyway, right?
It depends on what sport.
Okay, I didn't know that, Doc, and I'm learning from you still, so that's cool. Hey, before I get too far into it, I want to congratulate Blue Heaven, and that was a wonderful, exciting World Series, and, defense, little guys hitting home runs, that was really entertaining. I didn't have a dog in the fight, didn't even really have a team I was rooting for or against, and last but not least, Shohei's probably going to get the MVP tonight, but in the American League, it looks like it's Aaron Judge and that Cal Raleigh from Seattle. Who would you pick in the American League?
It's tough. Raleigh just had, it was so exciting. A guy catching and hitting bombs and adding personality.
Unique.
The Pacific North, East to me, or Northwest, is I'd go with him. Because not to judge what Judge does is hard. It's difficult, and he's a monster at it. But when you're in that squatting position and you are
– That's tough.
It is just –
You were a pitcher. I was a catcher a little bit. I couldn't hit with a damn, but I could play defense, and I caught. The reason we won all the time was we had a good pitcher, and, man, that got through. I had to put on my catching gear just to warm him up. He was so wild, but he was so fast.
Catching, I don't know if it's a sport to where most sports, you play basketball. Even you small guard, tall forward. Big center. But everybody's motion and movement is relatively the same, close. Catching, everybody else in baseball, nobody else has on gear. They don't have protective gear. This dude's got a mask on, a cap on, he's got shin. He's in a gear like an astronaut. And he's got to go through this and be in this position. It is different. And if you get the ones that are really good, that can hit, that can run, steal bases and have a great nickname. Yeah, I'm going with that brother.
Well, I hope he wins. I'm not certain how the politics will play out, but I appreciate your opinion on that. Sorry for the baseball. I'll go back to your topic.
No, you never have to apologize for doing anything that's competitive. We're talking about
students there today know that you were a good left-handed pitcher and you finished undefeated once upon a time.
They're too young to know about that. Neither one of them have a real feel for baseball because baseball is intellectual sport.
It's everything. It's got everything in it. Yeah, it's got, like you said, catching's rough and tough. It's not easy, and standing in there against 100 miles an hour isn't easy either. But anyway, I don't know. So I just want the boys to play hard and try to win every game. But I want, more importantly, kind of play the young guys, even when Jaden's ready to come back, get out there and get some experience. And I want them to run the ball. The chips fall where they may. If they lose, I'm not going to be upset. The positive will be draft position and capital, and I know you don't want to hear about that crap.
I don't want to hear about it because we had draft. Who's drafting? Are you asking me to trust people?
Anyway,
I need a track record in order to trust you. You acted like we just get out of jail card free. Because we're drafted.
No, I'm not acting like that. No, I'm just saying if we do lose, if we win, that's fine. If we lose, I'm not going to. But I want to run the ball.
You're missing
my point.
You're missing my point. Who's picking the people? Same people that just picked the last groups? And the group before that? You acting like
you're not happy
we hit a home run. I'm not happy being in last place under any circumstances. What is there to be happy about?
Okay. You're right. We haven't really hit well.
Yeah, we haven't done anything yet right now. And not just you, but several people I've heard that man these airwaves and these microphones are talking about next year now.
Okay, I'm not – well, I got you.
I don't do that. I got work to do right here, right now. Everybody's already getting paid. How the hell can I get off this note and they're getting paid? Ain't nobody rejected no checks.
We get to play the Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles.
That's it.
Let's run the ball and punch them in the mouth. And after we're done punching them in the mouth, if they punched us in the mouth one more time, that'll be that. But at least give us a chance and do something different and establish a physicalness on the lines of scrimmage. Thank you, Doc, for your time.
I wish I could believe what you just said. There's no indications that we're capable of that. If I miss something, please, please, I beg all of you, let me in. What notion do you have that we're going to pound the ball? Based on what Chris just said, even you two guys who are hoping for our demise, what have we done that would show you that we're going to go into what they call that 13 personnel, that we're going to go big and run the ball?
Nothing.
Why do people keep saying that? The guy who controls what we do on offense is a what? He's an artiste. He calls some great games. He's a really freakish talent. I don't think he's got that hardcore vibe in his body. I just don't believe it's going to happen. If you can, you let me know. I'll be the first. I'm dying to admit that I was wrong, that they faked me out. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think they're doing this on purpose. I think they're giving you their best shot. Not working. And they built it. Don't say somebody forced that lineup on you. You chose these people. You didn't inherit Ron Rivera's entire team. You already flushed most of that down the toilet. That's why you had the biggest turnover in what? NFL history? Or close to it. The team hadn't been flipped like this since they had leather helmets. So when you look out and see a couple of your players starting for teams, you're hurting where at corner. Your corner's out in L.A. playing with the Rams. Looked like he would. How did he look here? Terrible. How's he doing there? Damn good. Who's that on? Who's that on? If a guy craps the bid with you, go somewhere else, and he's speaking several different languages, who's that on?
You putting it more on the GM or you putting it on the coach?
Who are you putting it on? B. Mitchell Finley, they have a little thing. I really enjoy it when they say they cut the things in categories about blame pie. I think they call it. Yeah, I think it is. They call it blame pie. They cut it up in sections. It's who gets X amount of percentage of the blame. I never hear that discussed. Who's held responsible for failure? I know you don't care and you're happy. And look, if I was in New York right now and they were trashing the Giants and I'd be in heaven. I'd be like, okay.
You're asking me who do I think is to blame for the mess here?
If you believe there is a mess, who's responsible for it?
See, I'm of the opinion that, like, this takes time. Linnell was in here yesterday and he made the point that the roster sucked, the groceries suck, which I don't disagree with at all. But if you think that the roster sucked before this regime got here, then an overhaul needs to happen.
He knows it sucked.
Yeah.
Before.
Exactly. So you need to come in and build through the draft. And while you're building through the draft, you have to get supplementary pieces in free agency. And there's just not enough money. There's not enough resources in order for you to just overturn a roster in a couple of years.
Are you saying you're not happy with their year one performance?
No, I'm happy with their year one performance, but I think a lot of that was based on Jaden Daniels just being a monster. But we're seeing now, and even at points last year we saw, it was Jaden Daniels and who? You know? They don't
Jaden really, Daniels, I could be wrong. I didn't see him play defense last year.
Yeah. I mean, the defense wasn't particularly good last year either, though.
So why didn't it get better this offseason? You had a whole offseason and a draft, and you had money. So will somebody please tell me who's responsible for this failure, this inability to be competent on defense? When your head coach is a defensive-minded person.
Yeah.
You don't think someone should step up to the mic?
Oh no, 100% someone should. But I guess my point is that doesn't mean that things aren't going to get better. Like again, you came in and you inherited a regime that no one liked, fans and the organization, the executives within the organization.
We're beyond that.
Yeah, but you came in year one. Like, if they went 6-10 last year, I think people would be frustrated, but it would be more understandable that they're trying to build a roster.
Mouse crew could only win 4, yeah.
Yeah, because we're building a roster.
Right.
They've only been at this about 2 years. Like, this is their second year in season. I just think they need more time to build the roster. Even on defense, if you look at some of the players that they're drafting, you can critique them, but none of them are terrible. And you can only draft about, at max, seven, eight players.
You think Jordan McGee should be playing more? Why doesn't he play more?
Maybe he's not there yet.
But him not being there yet is not better than a person that cannot get to the guy with the ball. I don't understand how anything can hurt you more than a person that's completely is enabled to get to the ball carrier. The guy with the ball, he cannot get to him at about a 90% rate. It's almost impossible for him to get to the guy once he starts running. And you're telling me that we can't put a better option on the field than we do?
I mean, you can. I think that, Doc, I think you know. It's just sometimes these things take time. Again, you can only draft about seven or eight players. And then sometimes, like, rookies aren't always going to step on the field and make an impact right away. I'm agreeing with you.
He didn't have to make an impact. He's got to be better than the guy that can't run.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I got you.
Are you telling me that you don't have a better option than a guy that couldn't catch Linnell?
Why does Linnell always catch shots?
No, I'm just saying. It's an example that I think you can relate to.
Yeah.
A big guy as the ex-defensive tackle, as a running back. I'm trying to help you see the image of what I'm saying. You can't stop anybody. And you're telling me that the guy behind the guy is worse. And I'm telling you, if that's the case,
yeah,
then somebody needs to be told to go to detention.
And who do you think that is? You're saying Adam Peters is to blame.
No, your head coach is to me. Adam Peters doesn't have a function on game day. If I got the function on game day, I'm not going to let you put me in a position I look bad on game day. DQ's supposed to have stepped to him months ago. Is this it? Is this all I'm left with? Is there anybody? And I'm not saying he didn't do this. But I'm confused, and I don't hear what I want to hear. You people, you're settling for this as if there's no answer, no antidote to it. I think the player may have too much clout and is one of the reasons why he can't get him off the field, because the player just won't go off the field. And I think that could really be reality. That could be a fact of life. The relationship may be too strong. So that's why I put it, that's why I love this forum. We can put it out there. And by the fact that I don't see people lining up to explain it, their version of it, it means because they don't know. And I understand that they don't know. Because I don't know. But I figured you two in of the enemy would be the best person or guys for me to throw this in front of, because you're hoping for our demise. It's perfect.
Nobody's hoping for your demise.
Yes, you are. You're a hater.
You're trying
to tell me. This is not BTP. I know both of y'all haters, and this has got to be so rewarding for you. Because let's face it, last year had to be miserable for you. It really had to suck.
I mean, just as a Giants fan, yeah. I think the frustrating part about for me was, this wasn't coming from you, but I told Brian this, but a lot of people around this office thought, like, lofty goals for this organization in this year. And I was just, after watching last year, I just thought a lot of the margins were super close and you weren't beating the teams that are of that caliber.
The Eagles scored on the first play of the game in the biggest game of your life. If that's not a punch in your face to tell you you're not ready yet for this next level. We like you. You did well. But you're not equipped to play big boy ball in the box. But I was proud of what they were able to accomplish. I've been saying this to BTP. When you win six games on the last play of the game, what do you think? Do you think you're good or lucky? That's the question. I want to be both. I want to be good and lucky. But evaluating last year's team, should we have seen the potential of this? And when I say this, this is a manure show. And some moments that we've had in it. Should we have seen this? That's my question. 301-230-0980 is the question. I know some of this is hard on some of you because there's very little screaming and hollering going on today, but I will challenge you intellectually. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
I didn't do that to Cowboy B, and I would never do that. Who did that? Was that Linnell? That surprised me. I didn't think you had that in you. Giant fans are so sophisticated.
Wait. Hold on. We always play that drop. I don't know why Cowboy B's acting surprised by that. That's his intro to this segment.
Well, I'm honored that Cowboy B would grace us by paying attention to what we're doing over here. It's all good. B, man, I'm honored, man.
I'm honored. Oh, I'm honored.
Pardon me if I laugh.
No, it's just perfectly fine.
Okay.
You know, people aren't big fans of this segment.
Why? Okay. I am.
They don't like Cowboys fans, which is understandable.
Well, why would they not? The rivalry is healthy. I think it's healthy if it, in fact, is a rivalry.
Mm.
I was involved in it. It was a rivalry. It was like either team could win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it went back and forth, which a healthy rivalry really does. Some of these people talk rivalries. I don't know what they're talking about. Because if you haven't won in 10 years, I don't consider that a rivalry.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, what I usually do, since you obviously are DHing for Chris Russell. So yes. What do we do? We just talk about the current state of the Cowboys. It's like a stock report.
I love that. That's what I don't want to. I want to keep it. I was talking to New York before the guest. Man, these people, they flock up, they line up here to listen because they got staples. This is a staple. So I don't want nothing changed. I want you to do you. And I'm just honored to be able to listen to it.
Well, last week we weren't able to do the segment because of the unfortunate passing of Marshawn Nealon. So we postponed the episode.
That's tragic.
So I didn't even get to talk about the trade deadline stuff.
That is true, because you guys were a little active.
Yes, a little active, to say the least. Made two deals, Logan Wilson, who was for like a seventh-round pick. That's some marginal move. But the big move in Quinnen Williams.
Stud.
Very good. Top three DT in the league, if you ask me.
Yeah. He's a game wrecker.
Yes. This move has conflicted a lot of people. And it's mostly the national media guys. Because they're looking at it from the point where, oh, why are they trading this much stuff to compete now when Quinnen Williams still has 2 years left on his deal at the minimum? They think we're all stupid, like how I said in my intro to the segment. This is not a move just for this year. In my opinion, the Cowboy season is over. I don't want them to win no game. I don't want them to make the playoffs. I want them to tank.
Are you serious?
Yes, I want them to get highest pick.
No, you're serious because you make sense. I'm not used to Cowboy fans that make any sense. So this is, I applaud you on this.
I mean, you got to look at it from a realistic standpoint.
They're not realistic.
I don't think.
The Derek Davises of the world, the Clarence Goldsboros, all my Cowboy boys, they're not realistic. And to be honest, Clarence hates Jerry. And he's a diehard Cowboy fan. Derek, these brothers, they're real. And I respect that loyalty. We've had tons of fun over the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, collapses, visiting each other's residence, hoping the other team loses. And so it's been up and down. And I love it. I miss it because I really don't think it exists now.
No,
I really don't.
I wish the rivalry would come back because honestly, if we've been honest, the Cowboys' really true rival is the Eagles as of right now.
Everybody's rival, even then,
that's starting to look a little lopsided because the Eagles, they're actually winning championships.
Yeah.
And we haven't won anything.
We haven't been eligible to win in 30 years.
Exactly.
Right. You got to actually get in the playoffs and in the tournament to final games in order to win. Yeah.
Exactly. So I want the NFC beast to return where all four teams could be in it each and every year. It just makes it more fun.
And believe me, it's nothing better than that.
Because
there's no gimme. And to be honest with you, the Giants have been one of the hardest outs over the past 20 years for this organization. I've talked to Gary Clark, all the Monk and the boys were in there for the posse. And everybody said, because first of all, look who you've had coaching. You've had the Giants have had Hall of Fame defensive influences for decades. And that kind of, rolls over. The Cowboys are interesting to me because I don't know what their personality is anymore since they got away from giving Emmitt the rock. Since they got rid of, because you knew then that they had a direction because Jimmy Johnson, thug. So you knew, and how did they do it? I can remember their line now. You couldn't even see past them. Their formula was they ground and pound. They had two of the most physical freaks ever play on the offensive line. Two of the strongest, most physical human beings ever was on their line with Emmitt.
And don't forget Moose Johnson.
That's my point. That's what are we talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking about how the Eagles sound now. You were physically imposing. When Washington was at its best, they were physically imposing. Physically imposing. Everybody, when they get their best teams, they don't give a damn what the offense is or defense is because their offensive and defensive lines control the games.
Yep.
When we start leaning every other way and we got wide receiving, well, then welcome to last place. You may sell a lot of gear and do all that, but you ain't in that. I've seen every one of us at our best, and those teams all look alike.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, Doc knows what he's talking about, man. Y'all got to listen to the OG, because he be doing the knowledge.
No, y'all listen to BTPC. I have respect. I've always respected them. And when you realize that most of them have had to function with horrible ownership, wacky ownership. I mean, it's a mess in Dallas every year, too, upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to do this despite your GM and despite your owner. So you're fighting two opponents every year. It wears you out. So, no, but in terms of I wanted to come back the way it was once upon a time, King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
I live for that. There's nothing more. My best moments and the happiest moments are going to be your worst. Because it's going to have happened against you. If we didn't have success against you, it ain't good. Your best ones are crushing us. The Giants, who it's like kryptonite. Going up to that place, we've had horrible moments that have happened with them. But the games itself are epic. They're all worthy of Sunday night football. They're prime. We've probably been in primetime matchups as much as any teams ever. Between just our round robin,
yeah,
playing each other and the whole bit. So, no, I got no hate on you, man. I know that the Giants, you guys aren't the lucky, aren't the happiest two guys dealing with each other, but somebody's got to be in last place. And all I'm saying is that it's not going to change how I think about either one of you. It's not like we haven't been there.
Right.
We've been in last place, too. I remember those days. Okay, it's no fun. It's no fun, yeah. But no, I like this, man. I like this. This segment, I didn't know it was every week. I just thought maybe, I guess when I tuned in, I thought he was doing you a favor, or it was a week we played you.
No, it's every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I'm going to pass this on to my Cowboy buddies.
Please do. Yeah, please do. Please do.
You guys, I noticed you have no sponsorship, so.
No. Not yet.
Well, no, it makes sense. It makes sense. Who would sponsor you?
Jerry, I don't know.
What about the Giants? Does the Giants have a day? Do you have a segment?
He has his. Oh, I'm going to let you explain it.
Yeah, it's all things AMAC. So it's college football and then.
That's
my
right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. See, I guess I missed the intro. You don't have walk-up music, do you?
I do. I do a little something, a little 1-2.
Oh, really?
Trickaroo. Yeah.
Now, when is this on? That today?
Yeah, we can do it today.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd love that. Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. Yeah, because that big guy, when he comes up next, everything, you know, the moon's going to be blocked out. And this has been peaceful. This has been educational. I've learned a lot. No screaming and hollering, but that's coming up. He is so excited about today's show.
Linnell?
BTP.
BTP.
Yeah, BTP, yeah, BTP. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And Shedrick, Patrick, Big Tony, Arnold, you guys stay on the line. We'll get to you when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.